Hello, welcome to Workplace Talk. This conversation is more about understanding work environments or following your passion. Yeah, following your passion. So my passion is people. I'm super clear that my purpose on this planet is to serve others. And so I am really a big component of, or believer, if you will, of transformational learning, experiential learning. And I want to just come into places and change people's lives. So whatever, whether it be a workplace environment, a consulting environment, a volunteer environment, you know, whatever their passion is, and you just want to come into that place and just pour your passion into those individuals. When you're doing it in a place where a check is attached to it, sometimes it could get challenging. And what I wish is I can just come into a place, help people transform their lives, and forget about all the noise and the fuckery, right? And so what that is when anything that comes into that place and taints it or toxifies that environment. And then that's what negatively impacts change and transformation and in a learning process and impacts your passion. It kind of, you know, dims the light on your passion because of the noise. I was telling my mom that what would make a perfect workplace to me is when middle management is awesome and upper management is awesome. Then to me, that's an idea. And then, you know, of course your coworkers are awesome too. And so to me, that makes a ideal workplace, but that's impossible because we're human beings and we have personalities. But I just wish that we could find a balance where people didn't bring all of their noise into these spaces. And that is what negatively impacts, that people bring their monsters into a situation or their issues into a situation, and their issues and their monsters get on other people and make other situations negative. And so it impacts you being able to be passionate about what you're doing in that environment. And so ultimately your light is dimmed, and then you are no longer the shining light in that space. You are now more of the same of what was happening in space, possibly before you came. So my advice, not that you asked, but if I had to lend my advice, it would be do not dim your light for anyone. You shine your light bright. You be compassionately passionate about what you want to do, whatever it is that gift is that you were given, that you're supposed to be giving the world. And you shine. You shine all over them. Go and be great.